Now, Adelaide Central Market is a rare gem in the centre of that city. It offers a broad range of fresh-grown and fresh-made produce. But to a Frenchman from Burgundy on holiday there, it reminded him so much of home that he returned with his partner and he has set up the city's only French charcuterie, Les Deux Coqs. Food writer and palate member Diane Matson spoke to Bastien Versleep this week in Adelaide.
How are you, Bastien?
Very well, and you, Diane?
And so you're hard at work actually building a new stall at the Adelaide Central Market.
Yeah, exactly. We choose to build our own shop to bring the French style with the similar looking that you will find in France.
Mm-hmm. And so you're a small goods specialist?
Yeah, I've been working in the food industry the last 8 years. And when I first started, yes, in France, exactly. When I first started, I was working with my grandparents in the pig farms. My grandpa was growing the pigs, and my grandma was actually the cook, the chef, and producing the charcuterie and small goods.
Okay.
So that's how I learned. And yeah, that's right. I was probably working, mixing the terry in my hand. I was probably around 6 years old when I first started.
What was your favorite thing to eat then?
Actually, I really like the black pudding, and when it's still warm, we just made it with some fresh blood. And when I was young, that's a bit unusual, I know. But to test the terrine, before cooking, just to adjust the salt and the spices, actually, this is something pretty yummy that I really enjoyed when I was a child.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's something that Australian children might be able to listen to and think, oh, black pudding. Might not work too much here.
No, really healthy. So that's how I learned the artisanal method. And then I've been working for a larger company in France. Really, when I quit my last job, that was just to come back to the basic and artisanal method.
Okay. You came to South Australia on a holiday, didn't you?
Yeah, we came 5 years ago with my partner, Katia, and we traveled across the country, meeting Australians and sharing the culture here. And we really enjoyed the South Australia state. That's one of our favorite ones. Spent a lot of time. We have some really good friends working in the wine industry, and we fell in love with Kangaroo Island.
Kangaroo Island?
Yes.
But you actually settled in McLaren Vale.
I know, yeah, I know that was the easiest way to start our business because we are close to a really good small producer to get the beautiful olive that we use for our tapenade and also some nice meat from our local butcher. So that was the easiest way. And as we are from Burgundy, we didn't want to miss the vineyard when we first arrived. So that was the reason for McLaren Vale.
So it was the perfect choice. You had an absolute plan to set up a business in South Australia when he came out this time.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
How long ago was that?
Actually, when we came here in Australia 5 years ago, we were missing some French-style small goods and charcuterie and French cuisine as well. Same if you can find some restaurants sometimes. But that's the thing that you need almost every day when you're used to the French gastronomy. When we came back to France, we were thinking about already some project for Australia, and especially with my experience in the small goods, as a small goods maker. And I've been working on this project, especially on the recipe and the product that we wanted to bring here, hand by hand with Katia, my partner, building the brand and all the colors and the style that we wanted to bring here. And when we first came back last year in January, it took us a couple of months to set up the business and to start to sell our product on the first farmers market.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been introducing new products as well?
Yes, exactly. When we first started, that was really hard to find a rillette here. So we bought the chicken rillette, which before you couldn't find anywhere, and some sardine rillette as well. And then from that point, because it has been pretty successful for this meaty product.
What was the second rillette?
The sardines.
Sardines. Okay. And a duck rillette is on the way. Is it?
Yeah. We started to sell the rillette on the farmers market this weekend.
Okay. And so you have a special French sausage. Is it saucisson?
Yes.
Is that
right.
How you pronounce it?
Saucisson.
Yes. So you're the only one in South Australia?
When we arrived here, we tried a lot of product and we find some saucisson, under the name saucisson, but there was a different style, more Italian and a little bit, a Spanish, a Portuguese style. So the one that we are selling here is totally different, and this is the true French version.
So is a saucisson, is that actually a French recipe, a French sausage?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
so
yeah,
the other styles are stealing it from the French?
No, I won't say anything like this because in Europe, the culture is just growing in the meantime. time everywhere. And I won't be able to say that if it was Italian, the first one, or the French one.
Okay.
But we have two different styles.
So what do you think is the difference in the style?
The style can come from the process. I'm not an expert about the Italian style because I've always been working on the French one, but I know that the process is a little bit different with a different condiment that we use. And in France, we like to take time to make good charcuterie, so the saucisson is cured for 7 weeks, and that's how you get actually this beautiful natural flower on the skin with beautiful white and a little bit green color. This flower on the saucisson, actually, we eat it with the skin, and it brings much flavor. That's something that you cannot find on the Italian version and the Spanish one as well.
With a lot of the small goods that we have here, some of them are quite spicy. Is that a French thing?
No, this is not actually. We're using spices just to improve the flavor of the meat, but never to burn your mouth. We are not using much chili, just a way to increase the flavor. In our range of French charcuterie that we have here, we'll use a lot of herbs and pepper, different color of pepper and salt and things like this, but that won't overwhelm the flavor actually. That will be meat flavor, just that will increase. We have been working all week and in half of our range of charcuterie doing some tests, and the result sounds already a little bit delicious. We have to adjust these spices because working with a French recipe, working exactly the same way, we never get the same flavor here. The ingredients are great in South Australia. That's also the reason why we choose this place to set up our business. But it is really hard to recreate exactly the same flavor than in France.
Do you find that Australians are looking for more heat? Do you feel a little bit pressured to add some more spice?
Not really. We have some product with chili and more spices, so I'm working on that part as well. This is not the thing that we are eating as much as every Australian will eat, but we will definitely have some nice pork cured meat with chili and other spices.
Okay, and you also have pâtés?
Exactly.
And
so we...
Parfait as well, or?
We will have a duck liver pâté, a parfait.
That so
we
can
will...
you tell us what is the difference between a pâté and a parfait?
Actually, pâté is the main category. Under the name pâté, you have all the rillettes, terrine, and the mousse, the duck liver and chicken liver. So here, I know that you are using pâté to describe every kind of pâté, to describe the liver one, but in France, we use that word for all of them. So the rillettes are the slow-cooked meat, it can be fish as well, a bit fatty for the pork and the duck, and a little bit different for the chicken. The terrine are always a mix between a liver, can be a poultry liver, can be pork liver, with another type of meat, and some vegetable as onion, shallot, and we can use also brandy and stuff like this. And the mousse, the last one, very creamy, very smooth, that you find a lot in Australia, because that was the first one that actually you could purchase here, is not as popular as it was in the past in France, because most of the time the people in France go for foie gras, or, you know, something a little bit more fancy for this type of pâté.
And is foie gras something that you would like to bring to South Australia?
Our rules when we first arrived was to create everything from local ingredients. That's what we have done for the last 14 months. For the foie gras, that will be different because we cannot find any fat duck liver or goose liver to recreate foie gras here. We have been in touch with some suppliers to import some foie gras because many customers request the foie gras. Actually, this is a little bit hard because in the last couple of years in France, they had some bad poultry flu. So the Australian government stopped the importation for a while. So we are on the line just waiting for the foie gras. And yeah, I reckon we'll have foie gras in our display as soon as we will
get there. Okay, so is it a little bit controversial in France as well?
No, this is not. No, not at all. This is very traditional. So not many people.
Because some people see it as a little bit cruel to the animal to fatten
As it is a part of our culture, this is different for us. We always, you know, made foie gras for the last centuries,
okay.
At least, and this is something very common. And we know that not using that way, you cannot actually get exactly the same liver and flavor. Now more and more farmers are working in different way. still feeding a lot the goose and the duck, but not as you can see on the internet and video. This is very industrial style, and the farmers actually, they love their birds and they take care of them.
So I understand that they're taking more time over it, not doing it as intensely. So
for the farmers, yeah.
So
they try. They try, but this is a part of the process.
Sure.
I know, but Australians love the foie gras as well.
Yes, yes. And so this looks like quite a big space you have here. When are you expecting to open in the market?
So we are currently building the shop ourselves, and we plan to open the shop end of May, beginning of June. And we'll organize also an opening night to introduce a lot of things to our customers.
So you're based in McLaren Vale, where you have a commercial kitchen, and that's where you're creating the product. Will you still continue to do that?
So that's where we first started, in McLaren Vale. Now we had to move because we couldn't find a suitable place for meat production in McLaren Vale. So we moved a couple of months ago in Prospect. We find a facility there with all the accreditation to process the fresh charcuterie. We are a bit disappointed because we really enjoy our lifestyle in McLaren Vale, but with all the vineyard, and that was really hard to find a facility. That will be also easy for us to bring the fresh charcuterie, as we'll be only 15 minutes away, to be more reactive for our customer if they need something, a special order as well.
And the beauty is that in Adelaide, McLaren Vale is only an hour's drive away.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
Not even, I think it's about 45 minutes. So
yeah.
So you can still go to the winery.
Exactly.
So what really attracted you to the Central Market?
When we came 5 years ago, we fell in love with that spot in Central Market. We were just walking around with Katia, trying some nice food here. That was a big surprise because that was our beginning of our trip, and wasn't expected to find some large market like this. It reminds us a little bit of France, because we have a lot of large hall like this, and with a lot of little stall. And we really enjoy this atmosphere, a bit noisy and some music, and always some food tasting and nice smell. And when we planned to come back in Australia, we said there is only one place where we want to open our shop. There will be the Central Market, and we have been working really hard to try to get a store here, and finally we succeed. So we are very pleased
that
the Central Market management accepted us.
Well, that's good news, and that's a pretty good success story. Coming out here for a holiday 5 years ago, coming back a year ago, setting up within 2 months. And now you've got a major stall in the Adelaide Central Market.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're going to have a huge audience here.
Yeah, we hope so. We are living the dream at the moment, and building our team. And we just want to work as much as possible and to introduce as much French charcuterie and catering and pastry vol au vent. And we have also some chef working on site here to serve some daily special.
Oh, fantastic.
So yeah, it's really exciting. We cannot wait to see our customers
Customers are going to appreciate something that's going to be a completely different style, because we, much as we love our Italian and Greek and Middle Eastern products, it's the French is just an exciting thing to have in the market. So thank you very much, Bastien. Good luck with it all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Diane Matson from the Advertiser in Adelaide, the food writer, and she was at Adelaide Central Market speaking with French charcuterie maker Bastien Versleip. So for more information, you can go to all the W's, Les de Coq. So it's LES-DEUX-COQS.com.au. The two roosters.com.au. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.